The 75th edition of the Conference on World Affairs opens tomorrow on the CU Boulder campus. The conference is an annual gathering of academics, experts, policymakers, and community members. Two of the conference organizers are with me today. Hannah Wood is Interim Director of Operations and Programs for CWA, and Yvette Launey is a CWA community leader and a local environmental scientist. Thanks to you both for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Thank you. Hannah, start us off with a broad strokes overview of what's in store at this year's conference.
Yes, we're really excited to be back for our 75th year. This year, of course, we will be focusing on climate change, but actually through a term Yvette shared with me once, it will be kind of climate change through the lens of CWA. So it will be climate change through arts, climate change through business, science, and talking about everything from climate solutions, climate technologies, and also focusing on what are some of the worries or fears or things that are just coming up for us, not only for our generation, but also for our students as well.
Indeed, looking at this year's conference topics, the CWA did seem to have more of a thematic focus on climate and the environment. Why specifically zero in on that when past conferences have been kind of a grab bag of world affairs?
You know, partly in response to the Right Here, Right Now conference that was held at CU in December, we were asked to pick up and echo some of the themes that emerged from that.
Pin in that. What's the Right Here, Right Now conference?
Yes. That was actually Hannah can probably talk better to that than I can.
Yes. So the Right Here, Right Now conference happened in this past December at CU Boulder. It was a partnership between the University of Colorado, an organization called Right Here, Right Now, which focuses on climate change in human rights, and then also with the UN Human Rights Group as well. And it was a conference that came together to focus on specifically climate change and human rights issues.
Okay, close parentheses. Back to you, Yvette.
So we were asked to echo some of the themes that came up out of that. And so we decided that it was quite an opportunity to take on the most challenging issue of our time. And as Hannah's mentioned, look at it from a 360-degree perspective, not just on politics or not just on what technologies or what modeling shows, but actually to be looking at it more on a holistic basis, the way CWA handles all of our issues.
Yvette, I introduced you as a CWA community leader. What does that mean and what all does it entail?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So one of the magic things about CWA is how it is put together. And one of the things that keeps me coming back is that we are a true collaboration between the community and the university, a true town and gown operation. We are organized, conceived, and planned by volunteers from the community, student volunteers, and coordinating with university staff. So we're given a very large task of coordinating our volunteer corps to develop a multi-day conference involving hundreds of speakers, involving hundreds of volunteers from the community and hundreds of students volunteers. So my job has been this year to help keep the programming on task, and so that we start in April. And then by the time the next April comes, we actually have something that goes into a program with a clear and coherent program for people to understand.
And as an environmental scientist and community leader of this conference, are there any panels in particular that you are really excited about?
So I was thinking about this last night. But for me, that's sort of like asking what my favorite ice cream flavor is, which is, I don't know, it depends on what's in the refrigerator. But in this case, there are so many. My biggest frustration is that we're running, well, as always, we're running panels concurrently, and there's several that I always want to be at. One of the ones that has jumped up for me as being particularly I'm looking forward to is that we're kicking off our Thursday program with a panel on how to be a savvy consumer of climate-related information. And I'm really excited about that. I'm excited because in this day and age of so much information, I do find that it is, even with a technical background, I find it's hard to know what to believe and know how to understand it. And so in the classic CWA way. We have brought together people with policy backgrounds, people with technical modeling backgrounds, individuals with business backgrounds, psychology and neuroscience, and actually Kirk Siegler, who might be interesting to your some of your NPR listeners, is also going to be on that panel bringing the communication side. So I'm excited about that one.
And in the program guide, as you mentioned, there's, you know, you see some things and you're just like, oh, these both look great. There are two panels with similar names, both dealing with the Colorado River crisis. Are these two panels meant to be taken together or can they be in separate parts?
That's a wonderful question. So early in our planning process, our students identified the Colorado River as a topic they really wanted to see discussed. And as we moved forward, we realized there was so much to discuss, we couldn't quite fit it all into one panel. And so it's been broken up into an initial panel that is focused on how did we get to where we are? You know, what was the math that went into that? What were the policies that went into it? And then the second panel is more on the what do we do from here, where we bring in a lot of the stakeholders and put them together to discuss into the future. And so it would be great to attend both of them, but they can definitely be, they will stand on their own.
Hannah Wood, aside from these expert panels, what other events are on the schedule for the CWA?
Yes. So as we mentioned, it is our 75th anniversary. So a few ways we'll be celebrating this, which we're excited about, is we welcome everyone to attend our program that will be tomorrow, Wednesday, April 12th at 3 p.m. It will feature a historic video, a tribute to jazz, as jazz has been a long part of our history here with the Conference on World Affairs, and then a kickoff keynote address by James Balog, who is a CU alumni, and then also, he is an environmental photographer and activist as well. And so we really invite people to celebrate with us. It'll be this combination of kicking off into our conference, but also just celebrating the 75 years we've had here in Boulder. And so, like I mentioned, the doors will actually open at 2:30 for this event with a Latin American jazz band from the CU College of Music. And they will be playing and opening up our conference for us. And so we would love to see people there. And this is free and open to the public.
There's also a movie.
Yes, correct. We also have Eber Interruptus, which is also a longstanding tradition with the Conference on World Affairs. And this will be run by Josh Larson, who has been a longtime speaker coming back. And this will be Wednesday from 12 to 2 at the UMC or the University Memorial Center. And then it will be 4 to 6 on Thursday and Friday.
And since there are so many events going on in such a short amount of time, yes. Where can people find out more?
Yes, you can find out more at www.colorado.edu/CWA.
Well, anything else you wanted to add in our final minute?
I just wanted to say really quickly, too, as much as we're focusing on climate, we worked really hard this year to also engage our faculty and some local experts as well. And we'll be featuring some really wonderful Denver nonprofits and, of course, some of our CU faculty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my parting words would be to bring your friends when you come.
Yes.
We've heard people say that the best strategy is to divide, go have somebody go to all of the different panels and then come back and go have coffee and talk about what you each learned in each of them.
And if you do miss a panel, they will be available streaming online afterwards.
Correct. They will be live streamed and then they will be recorded on our website after that.
I've been speaking with Hannah Wood and Yvette Launey of the Conference on World Affairs. The event kicks off tomorrow on the CU Boulder campus and runs through Friday. Thanks to you both for joining me in the studio.
Thank you.